Good morning and greetings.
早上好，大家，欢迎你们。
I not only bring greetings from Tony, my wife, and myself, but also from Trinity Presbyterian Church.
我不但把这个欢迎来自于我的妻子，还有我，还有这个 Trinity Church.
It's a joy to be worshiping here with you, to see the Asian community, specifically the Chinese community, so strong and represented in our fellowship in Christ together.
很高兴能来到这里和你们一起敬拜，能看到这个中国教会这么坚强，也很高兴来到这里和你们讲。
So as a way of introducing myself, I want to give you a sense for why I chose this particular passage.
至于我介绍我自己，我想给大家说一下为什么我想选择今天要讲到的内容。
There are two things that you need to know about me.
这里两件事情你需要知道我的。
First, I am the firstborn son of Korean immigrant parents.
我是第一代的这个韩国移民。
And second, my father was a doctor.
第二，我的父亲是一个医生。
These two facts were important in my upbringing.
这两点对我的成长是非常重要的。
In my family, any vision about my future.Included my becoming a doctor.
在我的家庭看来，我的将来的憧憬就是包括了成为一个医生。
My parents often told me about the difficult journey they made in order to come to America.
我的父母经常给我说，来美国是多么不容易的一件事情。
Some of their struggles after the Korean War and the struggle to get adjusted to life in America.
他们在这个韩国战争之后来到这里，以及他们的在这里的生活的挣扎。
They endured those struggles to give me security and opportunity to become a doctor.
他们战胜了这些挣扎，想给我这个生活上的这种安全性和机会。
But another path started taking place in my life.
但是另外一条路开始在我人生上下了种下了种子。
It began with a simple invitation in high school.
是从一个去高中的一个会议的邀请开始。
Do you want to come to a Christian summer conference?
你想来一个基督教的夏天的一个会议吗？
That invitation provoked this vague but real thirst in my life.
这一个邀请让我的心里有了一个非常就是虽然是模糊，但是很真实的一个渴望。
I attended church regularly, but I was convinced that there was more to Christianity than what I was experiencing.
我来教会是经常会来的，但是我觉得就是在基督教里面还有我很多不了解的。
So I went to this conference with a slight thirst that became a very big thirst.
所以我来到这个会议。我心从一个小小的渴望到了一个很深的渴望。
I was yearning for something more in my life.
我希望我的人生当中有更多的。
On the last night of the conference, I decided to attend an evening prayer meeting.
在这个会议的最后一天，我决定去加入一个守夜的这么一个祷告。
I persevered.To what seemed to me my teenage mind to be a very long and spiritual time of prayer.
我 persevered. Yeah. 我坚持了一个认为就是我青春期那个时候的认知，认为是一个很长的一个祷告。
It was probably only 10 minutes.
其实呢，却只有十分钟。
But it was long enough for me.To declare that my religious experiment had failed.
但是却足够长的让我说我的这个宗教实验已经失败了。
So I got up to leave.
我正准备起来离开。
It was at that moment that God encountered me.
正是在那个时候，神，我遇到了神。
It was not expected.
我一点也没有预料到。
It was almost as if God opened my head and poured His Spirit into my life.
就像是神突然让我脑洞大开， 然后把他的灵加在了我的身上。
There was this amazing sense of how good and great God was.
我感受到神是多么的伟大，是多么的好。
That forgiveness for all my failures was offered in Christ.
所有我的饶恕都在耶稣基督里面成全了。
A deep sense of freedom from shame.
心里的所有的这种愧疚全部都离开了，得到释放了。
And that changed the trajectory, the path of my life.
这个改变了我人生的道路。
It was the beginning of satisfying my thirst.
是我就是对于这种渴望的这种满足。
And it was a thirst that I didn't even know how deeply I had.
这个渴望在我之前我都没有意识到有多么的深。
I'm sure that this morning everyone here has some kind of thirst.
我相信今天你们在座的各位也有心里面有一种渴望。
You have a deep longing for something.
你心里面要渴望一些东西。
So I want us to just pause and to consider what thirst you may have today.
我想稍微停一下，让你们自己冥想一下，你心里面有什么渴望。
In this passage, Jesus displayed a dramatic sense of timing and action.
在这一段经文当中，耶稣给我们展示了他的这种特别的这种戏剧性的这种时间和行为的这个掌控。
Verse 37 begins by saying, "On the last and greatest day of the festival."
在第三十七节说到了，这是这个节日当中最大的一天。
What is going on on that day?
那一天发生什么了呢
？Celebrations have certain expectations.
我们的庆祝都是有欲望的、预期的。
When you go to a birthday party, you expect to give a gift, to sing happy birthday, maybe to have a cake to rejoice.
当你去参加一个生日聚会的时候，你会期盼有礼物，有唱生日歌，然后也会有另外一个期盼，去有蛋糕，这个不能忘，去喜欢。
If you went to this festival of tabernacles, what would you expect to see, to feel, to want?
当你去这个祝棚节的时候，你会想去看到什么，去感觉什么，然后去想要什么呢？
You would have expected an amazing time.
你会想象会有一个特别美好的时光。
The Feast of Tabernacles was one of three great feasts in the Old Testament.
祝棚节是在旧约当中三个最大的节日之一。
Everyone had to travel to Israel.
所有的人都要这个旅行到以色列。
At that time,People from all over the Roman Empire would come back to Jerusalem for this festival.
所有的人当时在罗马帝国的所有的人也会去那个耶路撒冷一起。
Whole towns would travel together to Jerusalem.
所有的这些town 这些村庄都会到耶路撒冷去。
Each morning, for 7 days, the high priest would draw water from a well and march through Jerusalem to the temple.
每天早晨七天当中，每天早晨这个祭司都会取水从一个井里面，然后到耶路撒冷，从耶路撒冷带到那个神殿当中。
Crowds celebrated with music. They waved palm branches.And they danced in a sacred parade.
众人会开始就是弹音乐，然后用那个挥舞着棕榈枝，而且会跳列成一排跳圣舞。
At the temple, the trumpet would blast 3 times.
在这个神殿当中，这个号角会吹响三次。
And the priest would circle around the altar. And he would pour water And then he would shout from Isaiah chapter 12, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation.
作为这个祭司，他会绕着这个祭坛，然后把水倒在上面，然后大叫以赛亚书的12章第3节，以欢喜我们抽出水来，抽出这个救赎的水来。
Now imagine how high expectations were on the last and greatest day of the festival.
现在你可以想象一下当时的这个最大的这一天，是有多么高的一个期望。
On the last day, the priest circled 7 times around the altar.
在最后一天，这个祭司在这个要需要绕7次祭坛。
This was such an amazing celebration that the ancient rabbis said, he who has not seen the joy of the water drawing has not seen joy in his entire life.
这是如此奇妙的一次庆祝，根据这个古代的这个rabbi，就是当时的这个大师吧，犹太教的大师，说 如果谁没有看到这样的取水的这样的喜乐，谁在整个人生当中就没有喜乐。
Imagine the stunned silence of the crowds who are ready to bring this celebration to an amazing conclusion, only to hear Jesus proclaim something.
想象一下，在这个时候，所有的人都是如此的激情的时候。 然后耶稣突然开始站在那边上说了这么大，开始宣扬这么一句话。
It's like you are at a wedding, and the bridal party is on the stage.
就像你是在一个婚礼上，然后这个婚礼正在进行的时候。
The bride and the groom, they have exchanged vows.
新郎和新娘他们正在交换这个誓言的时候。
The minister is about to declare them husband and wife.
这个牧师正要宣布他们要成为丈夫和妻子的时候
They're getting ready to kiss.
他们准备亲吻的时候
Everyone is waiting with anticipation and attention.
所有人都就是在那里眼睛睁大了，就是在等待这一刻的发生的时候。
Then someone in the crowd stands up and says, wait, I have something more important to say.
这个时候突然众人中有一个人站起来说 等一会儿，我有更重要的事情要说。
People would be shocked.
人们会特别的惊讶。
They would be offended.
他们也会觉得好像被感到了有冒犯。
What could be more important?
什么东西会更重要呢？
Jesus got our attention.
耶稣吸引了我们的注意力。
Now that he has our attention, what does he do with that?
现在他有了我们的注意力，他会用来做什么呢？
He invites us to recognize our true thirst.
他让我们知道了我们内心的真正的渴望。
On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink.
在这个最大的一天的一个节日当中， 耶稣站起来说了，你们当中若有饥渴的，来我这里喝。
He reminded them, and he is reminding us, that we have a thirst.
他提醒了我们，也提醒了他们，我们心中是有一个很大的渴望的。
And he reminds us of the invitation to come and drink.
他也让我们意识到，我们要 有一个邀请到他那里去喝他的水。
His words are a concise repackaging of the prophecy in Isaiah 55.
他的话语在以赛亚书的54章有更加详细的描述。
Come all who are thirsty, come to the waters.
你所有人，我查清你经文，确保我说。
I just read this passage and then you can read it.
Okay.
Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and drink. come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare.
你们一切干渴的，就当就进水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来，买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的？ 用劳碌得来的，买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
The problem isn't that we have a thirst.
我们的问题是不是我们有没有渴望？
God's invitation assumes we are thirsty. Come, all who are thirsty, God says.
神的邀请就已经预定了，我们是有渴望的。
The problem is how we choose to satisfy our thirst.
这个问题是我们是如何来满足我们的渴望。So,
the prophet asked the question, why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy?
这个先知问了这么一个问题，为什么花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那使人不满不饱足的呢？
God wants us to recognize that we can be driven to overwork because we thirst for approval.
神向我们认识到，我们有可能是因为为了得认可而去过分的工作。
We can be people who try to please others and avoid conflict because we thirst for acceptance.
我们会由于为了得到其他人的认可而成为阿谀奉承的人，或者是为了就是不引起任何争论的人。We
can become argumentative because we thirst for control.
我们有可能是为了控制人，然后变得特别的就是独权的，然后容易争论的。It
is like the prayer that was said long ago. O Lord, because you have made us for yourself, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you.
在这之前有一个非常有精深的一个祷告，这个祷告是这样说的：神啊，请你因为你为你造了我们，我们的心是如此的没有平静，也只能在你当中我们才有安息。
So what does it mean to come to Jesus and drink?
这是什么意思呢？要到耶稣那里来去喝他的水。
Jesus satisfies our thirst by fulfilling all the hopes of what the Festival of Tabernacles means.
耶稣他实现了来满足我们心中的干渴，通过这个祝棚节。
On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
就是在节日的末期，就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
During the Festival of Tabernacles, everyone was on a parade each morning.
在那个祝棚节的时候，所有的以色列人都会起来，就是去庆祝 parade.
But the parade began with the Israelites who lived in tents around the city.
但是这个parade 最开始的话是以色列人住在那个帐篷的时候，那个时候开始的。
They lived in tents not because it was a vacation.
他们住在帐篷里面不是因为他们是去度假。
They lived in tents in order to help them remember.
他们住在帐篷里面是为了让他们能够记住。
Centuries earlier, in Leviticus chapter 23, God commanded the Israelites to live in tents so that their descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in tents when I brought them out of slavery in Egypt.
是因为那个时候在旧约的时候，在立位书里面有说到就是所有的那个后代都会知道我们以色列人住在这个帐篷里面的，是因为我们把他们从这个奴隶的那个埃及带了出来。
So the tents were to help them remember that God had once saved them.
所以这些住棚是为了让他们能够记住神原来拯救过他们。
We need help remembering.
我们也需要去记住这一个事情。
At least we need help remembering God's work.
我们是需要记住神的所做的功的。
We have no problems remembering our problems.
我们经常不会忘记自己的问题。
I'm sure right now you can remember all your problems from this past week.
我可以确定你们肯定都记得住自己在这一周所经历过的问题。
We have no problems remembering what other people did wrong to us.
我们也没有问题去记住其他人对我们做过了什么错事。
We have no problems remembering our own struggles.
我们也没有问题能够知道我们自己的挣扎。
We have lots of problems remembering God's love, His grace, and His salvation.
我们却有很多时候忘记了神的爱和恩典，还有他的饶恕。
Jesus is calling us to remember.
耶稣叫我们去记住。
When we find ourselves struggling with something,We are called to remember God's gift to us in Jesus.
当我们在事情当中挣扎的时候，我们要记住神给我们的饶恕。
And to remember God's promise that He has given us the Holy Spirit.
也要记住神他给我们的许诺，他给了我们圣灵。
Whose job is to produce in us life like water in a desert.
他的工作，圣灵的工作，是让我们在干渴的沙漠能够享受他的甘泉。
We have a thirst that only Jesus can fill.
我们有一个渴望，只有耶稣能够满足。
Years ago, I met a representative of a Christian organization called the Land of a Thousand Hills.
很多年前我见到了一个就是基督教组织的一个代表人，他叫做那个组织叫做 Land of a Thousand Hills。
That organization sells coffee from Rwandan coffee farmers, Rwanda in Africa.
这个组织是在卢旺达去卖咖啡的一个组织。
I like coffeeBut what really caught my attention was the story of transformation behind the business.
我很喜欢喝咖啡，但是让我真正的引我注目的是这个咖啡生意之后的这个转变。
In 1994, there was a civil war in Rwanda that produced one of the greatest human tragedies.
在1994年在卢旺达有一个内战导致了这个世界上最可悲的一个这个人道灾难屠杀。
In the course of 100 days, 800,000 people were slaughtered.
在短短的100天中有80万的人被屠杀了。
Think of that. 100 days, 800,000 people killed.
想一想，就在100天当中，有80万的人完全被屠杀了。
They were mainly Tutsi civilians being slaughtered by Hutu militia.
大部分是由于 Tutsi, 大部分是 Tutsi 的平民被胡图那个军队所杀的。
Two peoples living in Rwanda.
有两种人生活在卢旺达。
After this atrocity, the government looked for people who could help rebuild their country.
在这之后，政府在寻求帮助如何去重建他们的国家。
But how can you reconcile people to people when 800,000 had just been killed?
但是如何能够调解呢？当有80万的人被屠杀的时候。
The founder of this company believed that he had an answer in Christ and in coffee.
这个组织的成立者相信在耶稣和咖啡之间他会有一个解释。
He invited Hutu and Tutsi coffee growers to live in community, to farm the same land, to worship at the same church together.
他邀请了胡图和 Tutsi 的这些种植咖啡的人在一起居住在同样的教会去敬拜神也给他们同样的这个工资。
In the process of earning a fair wage,to discover reconciliation that comes through forgiveness in Jesus Christ.
在这个过程中去发现通过耶稣的原谅他们能够希望有一个调解。
Then this company representative showed me a picture.
然后这个公司的代表人给我展示了一幅图。
It was a picture of a Tutsi woman and a Hutu man.
这个图像画的是一个 Tutsi 的女人和一个胡图的男人。
These two people had grown up as friends and neighbors, but it,
他们是从小是朋友，也是邻居长大的。
But in 1994, the Hutu man slaughtered the entire family of this Tutsi neighbor.
但在1994年的时候，这个胡图的男人屠杀了这个 Tutsi 的这个邻居的所有的整个一家人。
He was sent to prison.
他被送到了监狱里面。
Over the course of many years, both the man and the woman had become Christians.
但是通过这些年他们两个人都已经成为了基督徒。
As the farm was being built by this company, the Tutsi woman requested.That this Hutu man would become her partner.
在这个农场被建立了之后，这个 Tutsi 的女人邀请了这个胡图的男人去作为他生命的另一半。
What could possibly change a heart this much?
有什么事情能够改变人的心到如此一个地位？
She discovered the power of Jesus Christ to satisfy her deepest thirst.
她发现了耶稣的救恩，她的原谅，去满足她内心的渴望。
And because her thirst was satisfied, she could offer water to a thirsty world.
由于她内心的渴望被满足了，她就能够去把这些世界上的渴望，他就能把这个活水给那个世界上渴望的人。
This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们所说的福音。
The representative of the company shared that he had grown up in a non-Christian house.
这个公司的代表人分享了他原来是在一个非基督徒的家庭里面成长起来的。
He wanted to do good in this world, but he was discouraged.
他想去做好事，但是他总是失败。
He wrote a dissertation about social conflict, and he concluded that true reconciliation was not possible.
他写了一个论文，关于这个社会的纠纷的一个论文，然后得出的结论是这种真正的调解是完全不可能的。
When he heard about this company,
然后他听到了这个组织。
He didn't want the Jesus part of the company.
他不想要耶稣的和耶稣有任何关系的部分这个组织里面。
He just wanted to help people grow coffee and make money.
他只想帮助人去种咖啡，然后去赚钱。
But when he saw firsthand the power of Jesus to change lives, his life was changed.
当他在第一手的见到了，就是耶稣拯救了人的生命，改变了人的生命，他自己的生命也得到了改变。
So he had one more chapter to his dissertation.
所以他的这个论文还有最后多了一章。
He said, "It is true that in this world, true reconciliation was not possible, but because of Christ, it can be possible."
最后一章他这么说，他说在这个世界上，真正的和解、调解是不可能的，但是由于耶稣基督，所有的一切都变得可能了。
Because our deepest thirst for love, forgiveness, reconciliation, hope, they are all satisfied in Christ.
因为我们对于爱，对于饶恕，对于和解，对于希望的渴望，在耶稣基督里面都得到了完全的满足。
So what is your thirst this morning?
那你今天早上你的渴望是什么呢？
And will you bring it to Christ?
你会把你的渴望带到耶稣的面前来吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you that you have come into this thirsty world.
亲爱的主啊，感谢你来到了这个饥渴的世界上。
And you have offered to satisfy our thirst for forgiveness.
你也把你的这个礼物摆到了我们面前，通过你的饶恕来满足我们的渴望。
We pray that whatever our needs may be this morning, that we would have the faith and courage to bring them to you.
我祷告，如果我们今天有什么样的需求，我们都能够来到你的面前，把它交托给你。
And that you can put together broken lives and broken people.
这样的话，你能够把这些破碎的生活、破碎的人，都放在一起。
Because your own body was once broken.
因为你的身体原来也是为我们破碎的。
But then raised again to new life.
但是却复活了，成为一个新的身体。
And so we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们所有的祷告都奉耶稣基督圣名。阿门。
阿门。